For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. Traffic seems to be getting back to normal in some spots in the state, but only some. As waters from the recent flood head for the coast, the Midlands is already working to rebuild its roads and bridges. The South Carolina Department of Transportation has 200 engineers and 35 teams working the affected areas of the state. DOT spokesman Pete Poor talks about what those teams are doing.
There are two things happening. There are inspections going on to determine where the damage is. We had to wait for the water to recede in some places before we could even tell what was under the water in terms of damage. The second operation is being done by the assessment teams, who are going to locations that have been identified as damaged to determine what it's going to take to repair or replace the road or the bridge.
Poor says DOT's priority list for road repairs is determined by the amount of traffic using the roads.
Once all the damage is determined and assessed, the priority list will be interstates, then primary routes, roads like US 1, US, anything that has a US in front of it, and then the secondary roads.
Some repairs have already begun on smaller jobs, Poor says.
When our maintenance people go out and they can see a repair that can be done right there, it could be clearing trees, repairing a guardrail, or something like that. That work's already started. There's no reason to wait for that. That's just general maintenance work. But when the road is damaged, and it's going to require some construction to repair it. Those are the things that are being put on the assessment list.
The South Carolina Department of Public Safety is working closely with DOT to promote safety on the roads. Sergeant Bob Barris stresses that the barriers people see closing some roads are there for a reason and urges people to respect them.
You may not see water on some roadways, for instance, but the underbed underneath the roadway could have been washed out. We're not going to open up a roadway up unless it's absolutely safe. We have the best inspectors with DOT that are here. They're going to go look at it, and once it's deemed safe, then we'll open it back up. But please don't go around a barricade. Just because you see pavement, that doesn't mean there's dirt underneath.
If drivers must travel to the Lowcountry where floodwaters are going, Barris offers good advice.
You might want to make sure you have a full tank of gas before venturing out. If you are rerouted, there may not be a gas station anywhere nearby, so we don't want anyone breaking down also.
One thing Poor says that may speed up some bridge repairs is something useful DOT has stored in Florence in case of washouts.
We do have some what we call precast bridges that are concrete and steel, and I think they number in the dozens, not hundreds, that are available. A precast bridge is faster to use to replace a damaged bridge. So if we run into situations on the interstates and the primaries, those are available to us. It shortens the time for the replacement. It's not done overnight, I can tell you that, but instead of waiting several months, it could be done in a couple of months or 3 months, something like that.
Barris assures the public the Highway Patrol is going all out to protect lives until the crisis has ended.
Absolutely. All hands are on deck. This is a 24-hour operation. You know, we have troopers working 12-hour shifts. So we're fully manned, from the newest trooper to the colonel.
Both men advise drivers to study the maps and advice on road and bridge closings on the DOT website, scdot.org, to plan the wisest routes to their destinations. And both urge drivers to have patience. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.